there are viable alternatives to detention, and that even the conditions, with a very little effort, not a huge expense, can be improved in a very significant way.
And when they are eventually released, what happens to them? Are they ever deported back to their home countries?
When they arrive, they apply for asylum, for protection. Once their application is reviewed, once they are interviewed, a decision is reached. If their application is accepted, they are given either refugee status, which is given to a very, very small number. Last year it was less than 10. But then a much bigger number are given what is called humanitarian protection. Now, those people who are given protection, either refugee status or humanitarian protection, are released immediately. As soon as a decision is taken, they are released from detention. Those who are rejected can appeal. If their appeal is rejected, they have to remain in detention for 18 months. People who are rejected twice, unfortunately, have no legalized access to the labor market, so most of them have to work illegally.